This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. We read this weekend of the death of Emma Buck, who was believed to be 100 or 101. Ms. Buck lived all her life in Waterloo in southwestern Illinois, on the farm settled by her great-grandparents, and nothing much had changed there over the last 160 years or so. Her 70-acre farm had no running water, but it did have its original blacksmith shop, threshing barn, and butchering shed. For all of his 81 years, Warren Steinman was Emma Buck's neighbor.
Buildings are 100 years or past. I mean, the roofs on them are very good, and that's probably what saved these buildings.
She had a smokehouse?
Yep.
An outdoor bake oven?
Right. That's one thing you don't find many.
What does that oven look like?
Well, let me explain it to you. You got a pencil and a piece of paper handy?
I do.
All right. Draw a triangle.
Okay.
All right, and then just put a bottom on it. Just a square bottom.
Okay.
Then you got a chimney on it.
So it looks like a little house, it sounds like.
Correct. Sure does.
And would she use that very much?
Well, I remember the times when they used it a lot, but here in the past years, the only time we use it about once a year when we had her birthday celebration, when we used to fire it up, and we'd bake bread in it and coffee cake.
You did?
Uh-huh.
How'd it taste?
Well, nothing like it. An old stove, when you bake something in an old stove, it just got a different taste.
How did Emma Buck manage? She was working on this farm doing what sounds like backbreaking work when she was well into her 90s. How did she do that?
She done it, but the only problem that she had, her legs start giving out on her, and then she was on canes. But she wasn't just perfect in hearing anymore. But you could talk to her,
mm-hmm.
and she was German. She could write and read German.
And she had a German accent, even though it was her great-grandparents who came over. Is that right?
Right, yeah. Because me and her, I can talk German, too. Me and her talked a lot of German together.
What did Emma Buck tell you over the years about why she kept things the way they were, the old way?
Well, that was just her natural ways. I mean, if you've been on a place for all your life or most of your life, it's just hard to move it, because I've been here just about all my life where I'm at. And I tell you what, I don't know how to, unless they handcuff me and drag me in, that's the only way they're going to get me off of here.
Well, Mr. Steinman, thanks for talking with us.
Okay.
Warren Steinman remembering his friend and neighbor Emma Buck, who died earlier this month in the sleigh bed that she'd slept in for most of her 100 or so years. Her farm in Waterloo, Illinois, will be preserved intact as a historic site.